3 at 3 on the Jam.
Written in these walls are the stories that I can't explain. I leave my heart open, but it stays right here empty for days. She told me in the morning she don't feel the same about us in her bones. Seems to me that when I die, these words will be written on my stone. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. The ground beneath my feet is open wide. The way that I've been holding on too tight, with nothing in between. The story of my life, I take her home. I drive all night to keep her warm in time. It's stays right here in its cage. I know that in the morning now, see us in the light upon the hill. Although I am broken, my heart is untamed still. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. Fire beneath my feet is burning bright. The way that I've been holding so tight, with nothing in between. Chasing the clouds. The story of my life, I take her home.
Hello, June.
Hello, Martin. How you doing?
Very good. It's 98.4 Capital FM and we've got... Where?
Is that you getting excited?
Yo! My goodness! Finally!
Oh, listen, you know, this is International Women's Month.
Yeah.
And Martin is actually, I have to tell people, he's actually a great ally. He's a he for she. And really, I just tell him what to do and he does it. It's so beautiful. So when I tell him, I'm going to have all my friends come into studio and talk to us, he's like, saw. But in studio, ladies and gentlemen, we've been letting you know that we'll have a jam master of absolute excellent repute with a work history and a wealth of experience that we are hoping to tap into today and learn from. And this is none other than Deborah Maloa. Deborah, would you say hello to our listeners?
Good afternoon, all. I mean, the energy in this room, surely I should have changed careers. This is where it's at. Right?
Yeah. Even the voice, yeah, you should have. That's fantastic. That's awesome.
Yes, so she will be our jam master on today's segment coming up in the next hour. And even as we get ready to jump into the news, because it is 4 o'clock, Let us know at the Jam 984 where you're listening in from. And of course, our WhatsApp line is always ready to receive your messages, 0701-984-984. We are here waiting for you.
This is the Jam, rebooting your workday. June and Martin on your best mix of music, Capital FM.
Of you. worst come to worst, the worst, when worst come to worst, my people come first. When worst come to worst, my people come first.
Yo, some people got good friends, and now I live my life right. Intense. On the edge, on the wire. I'm from the group where friction needs to fire. Stack your bricks, the time is take your pick. Do it, don't, the track, out the yo, mix. My life is good, I got my peeps in the mix. So
first come to first, my peoples come first.
I got worldwide family all over the earth, and I worry about them all for whatever it's worth. From the birth to the hearse, through streets the guns burst. Words I disperse are here to free minds, yeah. And if mine are needy, I need to feed mine.
When words come to first,
set up shop and write a verse. Actually, that's best come to best. My lyrics take care of me. Big therapy, get sh- my chest. Extra stress. 3-4 over the score. Different patterns of rhyming prepare me for war. So next time you see us, we'll be deadly on tour. When
first come to worst, my peoples come first.
Word up, and worst comes to worst, I make whole crews disperse. You know it's family first. Gifted unlimited with dilated people. Babu, evidence, Irish science. And a shout out to my man Alchemist on the Triz app.
First come to worst, my peoples come first.
I'm a glutton for the truth, even though truth hurts. I've studied with my peoples on streets and in church. We make it hard when we go on first. Long road, honor of the samurai code. These California streets ain't paved with gold.
First come to worst, my peoples come first.
I got the back. At the end of the day, we could go our separate ways, but the song remains and won't change. Got my target locked in rain. I might switch gears, but first I switch lanes. Without my people, I got nothing to gain. That's why.
First come the worst, my peoples come first. Special victims unit, catalyst for movement. Creates a devastate since 84, show improvement. Definitely dilated peoples comes first. Cross trainers ball, we raise the ball, and we put it in your ear no matter who you are. Come the worst, my peoples come first. When worst comes to worst, come the worst. When worst comes to worst, my peoples come first. My peoples come first. When worst comes to worst, my peoples come first. My peoples come first.
Na kutu roga kabisa.
Na hewa,
Issa featuring Brenda Mos Mos. That track takes me back to a place called Kengele's ABC years ago when I was a very, very fine young man, and still I am a fine young man. It's Martin Karaoke and a fine young lady known as
June Gashiri.
Thank you so much.
Martin, the inconsistency today. Earlier on, you said you wanted to sound like Rick Dees, rich and... What are the two things? Rich and old. Rich. And then I said, what's left to achieve? You said rich.
Rich.
but age has age caught up with you already.
Caught up.
Now,
no,
you are, now you are a young...
You know, I woke up today and my knee locked. I was like my dad.
Because you were dancing.
I was grunting like my old man. I actually had my father grunting. What's happening here? Oh no.
I think we need to call a doctor. Yeah. Just for you. Just for you.
No, I know what the problem is.
What is the problem?
Now you know when you wake up nowadays you have to stretch, eh? You have to do yoga. Now I've started doing all those things. Yeah, breathe.
Yes.
You have to you're alive, eh? First of all you wake up, oh, I'm awake. Then you have to say, oh, thank you. You have to pray.
You must.
Yeah. So what is basically what I've been told is kneel down and pray. That's the problem.
You knelt.
Of course, the knee locked.
It's okay. We'll bring a jam master just to solve your problems.
Thank
but
you.
Today we're going to have an amazing conversation with our guest in studio, yes. Deborah Maloa. And if you've just tuned in, you are in for a beautiful, enriching, inspiring conversation. All right. So Martin Karaoke always has the honors, Deborah, of asking the first question. So sorry. I'll
try and sound,
give him the mic.
Yeah, I'll try and sound a bit nini. Yeah?
Just a bit nini.
Yeah? But who are you? That's the question.
And it is just
who am I, the human being?
Yes.
Who am I, the human being?
Yes.
Look. The easiest way, I always tell people, remember four C's when thinking about Deborah. What are the four C's? Curiosity, connections, challenge, and craft. What I mean by curiosity, I tend to ask a lot of questions, but that's my way of learning. So I'm always curious about things. I love getting into the journey of discovery. When it comes to connections, the best way I can explain that, if you put me on an island by myself, I probably wouldn't live very long. Mm. If you put me on an island with my phone, I'll live a little bit longer. But if you put me in an island with people, I will thrive. So that is connections. Challenge, I don't actually go looking for challenge, but I love finding solutions. So in so doing, challenge finds me. So I love challenging moments. I enjoy, I thrive in that, and I like seeking. I don't seek the challenge, I seek the solution. So I'm at my best in moments like that. And when it comes to culture and craft, which is the fourth C, I'm passionate about discovering new places, new people, new foods, and especially African art. So all things craft is things I'm really passionate about. But how would you describe me? You describe me as a mom, a wife, a daughter, a sister, a friend, a colleague. And I'm not sure if I've missed anything else there. So that's me, Deborah, the human being.
All I had was hobbies. I enjoyed it. I love it. That's, yeah, the humanity is there. The hobbies.
And food. He had food
and
also.
Food. Yeah, that's a hobby.
That is, you know, it's amazing what that question brings out of people because it really makes you have to think, you know.
Yes,
it's not asking what your title is because we will jump into that shortly.
Yeah.
But who you are as a person, I think, is something that we really need to ask. Like every quarter, you need to ask yourself, who am I? How have I become here?
What is it that I represent now? Who am I?
Why do you exist?
Why do you exist? Exactly. So maybe now we can segue briefly into your current role, which you've been holding or serving in for just over about a year, if I'm not wrong, as the vice president of the Coca-Cola East and Central Africa franchise, which is a nice long title that basically means...
So it basically means, look, I have responsibility for about 14 countries. Mm-hmm. And the simplest way to think about the countries is from the Horn of Africa, make your way down into Ethiopia, into East Africa, keep making your way down into the islands of Comoros and Mayotte, and make your way down into Southern Africa, except South Africa and Angola. And that's the title. That's the business card.
Mm-hmm.
But what do I do? What's my job about? My job is about refreshing the world and making a difference, because that is the purpose of Coca-Cola.
Yes.
That's why Coca-Cola exists, to refresh the world and make a difference. Go back to when Coca-Cola began 135 years ago. The person who started it was all out to refresh the world. And it was not just physical refreshment.
Mm.
It was actually spirit, but in spirit and all that. So Coke, when you think about Coke, you should think about spreading joy, optimism, and happiness.
Mm.
That's why we exist. And the last 2 years have probably been the most telling during the COVID pandemic.
Indeed.
And that's truly where our purpose came to life, where we thought, how do we create in that chaos and challenging moment, how do we create a sense of optimism? And there were some amazing things that we did at that time. We really went out. There was a project, for example, called Open Like Never Before, where we really went out to small, micro and small businesses to really get behind training them about COVID protocols, injecting them with finances. These are your dukas, your groceries, your shops, your eateries, the small businesses, to really get them back and then open like never before post as we get into this new normal. And that's what keeps me excited about the job, when you can refresh the world and make a difference.
You guys should see Deborah's face. It's gleaming. Mato, do you look like this when you talk about your job?
Yes. Have you not seen me talk about my job?
This is why I'm asking you this question.
This is what I talk about my job all the time. What do you do? I speak.
This is the face everybody should have. And if you're not looking like this, you're probably not doing the right thing or the right job for you. We're going to go quickly into the business news now. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Deborah Maloa, our jam master in studio today.
Okay, get up. Dipset. Joel Santana. Heatmakers. I think this the one right here. Everybody, come on, get up. He's moving again. I'm like, I'm nice. Still pitching. Still flipping. Yeah. So come with the boy. I'm still pumping the boy. I'll still dump on the boy. Blue still pump to the boy. I'm Mr. Postman. Also Mr. Toastman. I'm yelling. Yeah, I'm selling. Hey, I keep my chicks on smash like no other. Thick lips, hips like no other. I get big chips, cash like no other. I don't, nope, I won't. Yeah, I explore and cruise. Island shores, that's new. Bring the boat out, got watch the water move. I'm a water dude, jet skis, water pool, surfing up. I'm hurting up, yeah, like Calabunga dude. This Cali caliber, Calabunga, you bump you like how a bumper do. I'm on the corner, I'm pumping just like a pumper do. What that? Yup, that. Hey, yeah, say. This the jam, yup. Put your hands up and just. I'm Mr. Postman, also Mr. Toastman, oh man, oh man. I'm Mr. Postman, also Mr. Toastman, oh man.
I'm back,
oh man,
I'm back.
I'm sorry about that, sorry I made ya. I can't let my peeps down, I can't let my seed down, they need me out there.
Yeah.
I can't let the streets down, I gotta do it B.I.G. now, I see now, I couldn't. Nope, I couldn't. Plus the ladies love the
kid.
Plus the babies love the
kid.
Could it be I'm from the 80s? They know what I'm up against. Call me a grinder. Call me a survivor. Why should I? How could I? No. Plus I'm a sex symbol. That'll make your bed tremble. Floor shake, bar rock hard. Hit it left once, right twice. Work the middle, stroke up. Then I smoke up.
Jules Santana. His name is Jules Santana. Name of the track is Oh Yes. Oh Yes. And Oh Yes. It's Jam Masters on the Jam. Ladies and gentlemen, Deborah Baloa is in the building. We just found out something very strange. And that I need Cipladon for that as well. I need a painkiller. That Impala
your heart.
Is facing relegation.
Martin, it's okay. It's okay. Just take a deep breath.
But what we know is that we as Impala, we love spreading joy.
And happiness.
And happiness. Just like Coca-Cola does. So if you would be so kind to give us gifts to give our people around Kenya, we'll not refuse. Any drinks will be welcome.
Sending a few to the studio.
Thank you so much.
We start there. I really had to. I became Martin's counselor for real last week, but hey. we are glad that he's doing better.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Deborah is in studio speaking to us about just her position, her humanness.
Yeah.
If you missed her intro, we will be sharing this interview on SoundCloud so that you can catch the entire conversation. But Deborah, I wanted to engage you a little bit more about some of the projects that Coke is involved in. I know we're here speaking about rugby and Martin's pain points, but I know that football is one of the sports that Coke has been a big supporter of. Would you like to maybe touch a little bit on that for us?
Yeah, I mean, Coke is indeed a big supporter of football.
Mm-hmm.
The FIFA World Cup is an area we really get behind, and I'm sure you're going to invite me back to the studio.
Yes. Yeah.
To talk about that very soon.
You are very sure.
And I'll hold myself back, but I'm very sure you're going to invite me back in to talk about that very soon.
Is the cup coming? Will you come with it?
Yeah. Let's just say you're going to invite me back to the studio very soon.
Consider it done. But, you know, when we talk about sports, when we talk about families, when we talk about communities, we speak about the people who we interact with on a daily basis. One of the statistics we share a lot here, because it is of concern to us, is just how young our population is right now. When you look at the median age of Kenya, I share this almost on a weekly basis because it gives me context for a lot of the things that I do. And the last census told us that it is 20.1. Mm-hmm. That is our mean age. And that is an extremely young population. When we look at the workforce, when we look at elections, when we look at decisions that we are making for those who will be here in the future, our children. And so I'd be curious, with your wealth of experience and the different industries that you've worked in and interacted with staff members of all ages, all walks of life, what would you share as your thoughts for what the future of work looks like?
Great question. The one thing I always tell people is the future of work has arrived. This is it.
We are in
this
it.
Is it. We're in it. And I think the pandemic actually accelerated that. And the world is changing. Employment is undertaking major shifts. If you think about it, technology will make the same shift and will be as significant as what manufacturing was to industry in the past. Manufacturing really changed industry. What mechanization is to large-scale agriculture, it really changed that. And technology and the adoption of technology is really going to create the shift that we're in. And the pandemic has actually accelerated that. Some jobs will be lost. Many others will be created. But almost all will change. But I always tell people there are two questions that will remain the same for business, pre, during, and post-pandemic. Mm. Two questions.
The first.
How does a business generate capital, which means how does a business make money? And the second question is, how do we get work done? Those two questions, irrespective, will always be the same. Now, what's going to be different is how you answer those questions. How will the business make money? And that's going to be different. For example, and even how do you get work done? Let me tackle how do you get work done. The work may be the same, but this is the age of tele-everything. Telemedicine, virtual learning, virtual this, virtual that. It's all digital adoption. And that's same work done differently. How will you get work done? And that's a new skill set that we really are going to have to harness and build. The other bit is about how do you make money? And I think companies have a responsibility and a role to think about how value is created. And if you think about creating value, it's no longer just the time of thinking exclusively of shareholders and with a shareholder lens. This is the time where you have to think about broader stakeholders like society, like the community at large. We have to think about when you deliver growth, it has to be for a better shared future. Everybody around you must grow in order for you to grow.
Yeah.
Quick example, if I think about Coca-Cola, within the direct operations itself, 4,100 Kenyans are directly engaged in the operations, but we've got to think bigger than that. 3,600 are actually in the supply and distribution chain. We've got to think about them. 300,000 outlets is who we service. Those are our core customers. That's who we service. We think about that as well. The whole Coca-Cola ecosystem has 1 million livelihoods through the value chain.
Wow.
And that's how you begin to think about how do you generate value. And you've got to, all these must grow in order for you to grow. And that's the future of work. Thinking about how work gets done and how you create value and the responsibility that companies have to make a difference.
So do you think a lot of these younger minds, because I also think that the time a lot of organizations take to pivot is something that we've all been pushed to the wire literally in the last 24 months. We've had no time. We just had to get it done, as you rightly say. We have similar conversations here at Capital. How do we get work done? How do we make sure that you know you're making some money? And addressing this particular demographic, because I think some of these are actually our listeners. And it's good to know that that's the extent that Coke has in terms of your reach. But what would you say about how quickly these new ways of doing work can be adopted? Do you feel like that's something that companies need to have preparation for? The way you have risk management, for example. If something has to be changed in 24 hours, is that realistic? Or are we talking more like 2-3 months or 6 months in terms of turnaround?
You know, Junie, if you asked me that question 3 years ago,
yeah.
And if you ask me in terms of technology adoption and all that, how long would it take? You asked me that question 3 years ago, I'd say earliest 5 years.
Yeah.
Can go up to 10. Earliest. Hands down.
Yes.
And then COVID happened.
Yeah.
It took guys 3 weeks to readjust and readopt.
Yeah.
And the guys who were ready hit the ground running. Those who hadn't suffered quite a bit. And
yes.
we saw that. So sometimes the external environment forces you to get behind that change. Mm. And the pandemic did that for us. So the one thing I can guarantee is agility will be key when we think about the future of work. And being flexible and adaptable to change will be the number one currency. So it's no longer 5 years, 10 years. Future work is now. It's here. It's about being agile. It's about being flexible and about thinking about how do you get work done.
All right, so we're going to take a break. We're going to go into some music now. Karun coming up with Here With Me and Here With Me and June, the Kenyan English as it is Deborah Maloa. And we're going to be asking some human interest questions.
Yes.
Such as when you wake up, what do you do? You know, so you know, people, we need to know. I need to know how do I become like that.
But
you
of
know,
course.
She's glowing.
But of course.
Yeah.
And she didn't wake up with grants like you did this morning.
I need to come here more often.
Granting. You know when you said how your knee was hurting?
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, if you have any questions that you'd like to ask Deborah, please let us know at the Jam 984 on Twitter. The hashtag is DriveOut and, of course, Jam Masters. We do have our WhatsApp line as well, 0701-984-984. Feel free to engage with us as we continue our conversation.
Never thought I'd lose you. Don't know what to do. You're just.
used to call her Miss Karun, but now it's just Karun.
Yes.
Yeah, because now, you know.
The miss is, it's like little Bow Wow.
No, little
now it's just Bow Wow.
It's just BW.
It's always important to think about names.
Exactly.
Because we are all growing older.
Yeah.
All of us.
Can you imagine if your name was just Miss June all the time?
Yeah, but that's what they call me.
Miss June.
Yeah. That's just a form of
respect. Sounds like a plantation. I'll take it. An owner of a plantation.
Nah, Martin. That just sounds like a statement somebody from Impala would make. I'm just saying. This is the Jam on 98.4 Capital FM. Is what we're discussing in studio. Deborah Maloa, our Jam Master, and we are seeking to just soak up all the glowing energy and all the amazing experience that you have. And that's what I'd like us to tackle a little bit. What would you say are three things you knew before you started your career? Now looking back, what would you say those three things are?
Three things I knew?
That you wish you knew.
Oh, three.
If you were looking back right now, what three things would you say, hey, if I had just known those things, maybe the trajectory would have been different. I don't know how much more different it could have been. It's been amazing. Just reading your resume is something that is inspiring. So what three things
what
would you
June
say?
What June is asking is,
in other words,
what would you tell your 20-year-old
wow.
self?
Wow. Wow. Wow, Martin.
Well out, Impala. Well represented.
What are the three things?
Three things that I'll tell my 20-year-old, or that I wish I knew.
Yeah.
One, stop caring what people think. Mm-hmm. Every successful person has been told that they cannot achieve goals. So don't listen. Every successful person has been told that you won't be able to do it. It won't work. It won't whatever. Just keep going for it. Just keep doing. Your expectations are the only ones you need to meet.
Okay.
Yeah. Society has its benchmarks, but you set your own. So stop caring what people think.
Okay.
Two, grit is what counts. There's no shortcut to be better than good work. Yeah, there's no shortcut better than good work. I mean, there will always be somebody who has better connections than you, who will get the job. That will always happen, but it won't get them the career. There is no shortcut to good work. So that's two.
Two. There's no shortcut to good work. Okay.
Yeah, when you think about it, the most successful people are the ones who keep going when everybody quits. They're the ones who failed 1,000 times, but they keep trying. So that's it. Grit is what counts. And lastly, I would say the older you get, the faster life goes by. So don't waste time. Life goes by really quickly. The days become long, but the weeks and the months are really short. So make the most out of your life. And I think the African proverb, which I always love and I use all the time, the African proverb really brings that to life. Every morning in Africa, a gazelle wakes up. It knows that it must run faster than the fastest lion or it will be killed.
That's true.
Every morning in Africa, a lion wakes up. Mm. It knows it must outrun the slowest gazelle or it will starve to death. So it doesn't matter whether you're the lion or the gazelle. In Africa, when the sun comes up, you better be running.
And with that, we're going to the sport and the news headlines where people are running. This is for all the Man United fans as well. Joining Impala. Poleni Sana. Life is tough in Africa. Every time you wake up to go and play in the Premier League, you must be running.
Why are you running?
Why are you running?
Why are you running?
Away from your defeat.
We'll be back shortly.
Capital FM. Aye. Come and move that in my direction. So thankful for that. It's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me wanna savor every moment. Slowly, slowly. You fit me, telling me love how you put it on. Got the only key, know how to turn it on. The way you nibble on my ear, the only words I wanna hear. Baby, take it slow so we can last long.
Tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal. Me voy acercando y voy armando el plan. Solo con pensarlo se acelera el pulso.
Oh yeah, ya, ya me está gustando más de lo normal. Todos mis sentidos van pidiendo más. Esto hay que tomarlo sin ningún apuro.
Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído. Para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito.
despacito. Quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo las paredes de tu laberinto. Y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito. Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito. Y es que esa belleza es un rompecabezas, pero pa' montarlo aquí tengo la pieza, oye. Oh yeah. Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo en las paredes de tu laberinto. Cerré tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
Quiero ver bailar tu pelo, quiero ser tu ritmo. Que le enseñes a mi boca tus lugares favoritos.
Favorito, favorito, baby.
Déjame sobrepasar tus zonas de peligro. Hasta provocar tus gritos. Y que olvides tu apellido.
Despacito. This is how we do it down in Puerto Rico. I just wanna hear you screaming, ay bendito. I can go forever cuando esté contigo.
Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito.
This song alone can sponsor Impala for 7 seasons. The number of views that it has on YouTube is ridiculous. The whole of South America, I think us guys in Africa, the whole, what they call the third world, decided, okay, this is our song.
Yeah.
And we became the first one. They never
and,
knew
and, what. And one of those people is sitting in studio with us.
No names mentioned. No name mentioned. All time
all,
favorite.
All I'm going to say, one of those people is here. And it is, of course, The Jam on 98.4 Capital FM with Junga Shui, Martin Karaoke. And, of course, our guest in studio is Deborah Maloa, our jam master. Deborah, we said we're going to jump a little bit into, you know, the human side of things. And one of the jam masters we had on last week is someone who I believe is known to you. Her name is Carol Musioka. And you sent her a question. And she has decided, tamimi wacha nimulise maswali. So this is your question from Carol Musioka. Please ask her, what did she learn from her worst boss? He or she must have taught her what not to ever do.
Carol, I thought you'd be so gracious and, you know, take the high ground. Yeah. Anyway, here we are. But a great question. What would I consider my worst boss in my career? I think it was, I had a boss who was completely indecisive. Just wouldn't make their minds up on anything. Mm. And the problem with that is you just never knew what direction you were going. Uh-huh. So I've biggest lesson there is at least make a decision.
Yeah.
Whether it's right or wrong, make a decision.
Make a decision.
At least and stand by it, be committed and get behind it. At least that way you lead people along.
Yeah.
But when you're indecisive, oh my God, you wake up every day and you're just trying to imagine what the day is going to look like. Mm. So I think for me, that was probably my worst.
Yeah.
You take over his or her job.
Did you make a decision?
I made a decision. But did I
to take over the job?
I will be the boss for now.
But listen, so we just celebrated International Women's Day, and of course this year's theme is Break the Bias. And of course I think it's always amazing when we have intelligent, powerful, well-spoken women in leadership across the private and public sector. And I definitely think, you know, allow us to give you your flowers. You have been one of those people that have inspired us. And so for those young women listening, or you know, young, we're all young anyway.
Yeah.
Women are always young. Yeah. For those young women listening, what would your words of advice be, especially with our theme of breaking the bias? And if that's something you've experienced, I'm sure, in your career.
Great question. And I think this theme of break the bias is extremely powerful, because women are still quite underrepresented in decision-making tables. For me, biases are not even conscious, are not even some of the conscious ones. For example, when a woman acts with equal assertiveness as men in the workplace, they are perceived as bossy. Mm. Men are not perceived as bossy, but they will be perceived as bossy. That is a bias. Mm. That is a perception. Likewise, ambition. When a woman is ambitious, there's a direct negative correlation with likability. You know, the more ambitious you are, the less your likability. And that is another bias. And then on the flip side, when a woman conforms to what we call societal norms or feminine norms, they are perceived as not leadership material. Mm. So those are all biases. And the irony is sometimes we carry those biases and we don't recognize them to be biases, but they are biases, and that's what holds women back. So when I think about, so I'm not here necessarily to bemoan the barriers and the biases, but I'm really here to be a champion to enable women to rise above them. That's what we need to do, to really rise above them. So if you are that woman that sometimes holds herself back for fear of what might happen to you, this is the time to step forward. Wow. Defy your doubt and take the chance on yourself. And if you're the man who happens to even know, to know even one woman who is her own harshest critic, reach out and make that difference. Enable her to see her best self. The he for she's are the ones who can really lead for the change that we want to see. And for me, when we think about break the bias, step forward, defy the doubt, and take the chance on yourself.
Well, hey, Martin, that one was for you.
I've been sensitized here. I've learned something just now about bias and what we think. We never know what we are saying. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if a lady is assertive, most men go like, "Hi, she's too much. She's too much."
Yeah.
And meanwhile, you're being assertive at that point.
It's abrasive. Aggressive. Those are the words.
Yeah, exactly. So, I honestly have been biased, and I must say that I'm learning as I go, and we're trying to change this whole thing. We're trying to say, I'm tired of hearing safe spaces in 2022.
Yes,
tired. Mm-hmm. It's about time that we actually had safe spaces for women and men and everyone. Everyone should actually have space, your own space. This is not, the word safe should end. Remove it completely. You should all just, you can walk in town. You're not a criminal because you're a woman. You're always watching over your back, what you wear. You're being told what to do. Why would a woman go and become a doctor? I remember that was once asked to of my sister once by an uncle. And I was like, that is rubbish. Do what you want.
Well done. Yeah. Well done.
Do what you want and live your life. Move on with your space.
It's important. Yeah. Space. So remove safe and just make sure all spaces. That's a given.
Yeah.
I think it's a God-given human right for you to be safe.
Exactly.
Yeah?
Right. I mean, societal norms, those are the things we need to break, that break biases. I mean, think about when you say the very question, a woman wanting to become a doctor, a woman wanting to become a surgeon.
Or are you going to go out with that on? Are you sure?
Are you going to go? Exactly. So there's so many things that can break the biases. When I keep saying producers of films, etc., need to think about of representing surgeons as women.
Yes.
Because then you give women belief and the role model that can be them. Mm. Every time we create shows that the men are the surgeons and the women are the nurses, you're perpetuating a bias.
Yes.
So we really have a role to play in all that.
Somebody actually shared something on their Insta stories today, and it was a screen grab of a conversation that they were having on text. And this person said, "Oh, I went to see the doctor." Then the response back was, "What did he say?"
Absolutely.
And then she said, "She said," because of course it was a female doctor that she had seen. Mm. But it's exactly what you're saying. Those things are so ingrained in our minds that we don't think about them. Deborah, you've no doubt had to balance life. And I think that's the thing that I've been asked about that as a wearer of many hats, and I want to quote Ori Okolo, who said, I don't do many things and I'm not busy. I have range. And I was like, yes, sister, that is what I'm going to be saying from now on. I have range. It's not like I'm all over the place and I look like I'm unserious. I'm a very serious individual who has range. But what has balancing family life, work life, career path, education, you're a mentor to people, you're an executive coach, like, what has that been like for you?
I mean, that's great, and I love the description of range, and I shall steal it shamelessly. I think one day when somebody told me that you spend most of your working, the time you're awake at work,
yes,
most of your time when you're awake is at work, i.e. your waking life is spent at work, you start asking yourself the question about work-life balance. I hadn't realized that. You kind of think in 24 hours, but of those 24 hours, 7 or 8 of them you're asleep.
Mm.
But most of them you're spending at work. So somewhere along the line someone said this, and it's always been something that I've taken away, that work is life and life is work. I try and balance all that within my waking time. And I try and recognize, and it's a conversation we had earlier, try and get behind a passion if it's going to be work.
Mm.
Yeah, because that takes so much time in your world.
Yes.
Try and get behind a passion. And then have boundaries, especially in this virtual world. When it's 5 o'clock, shut down.
Mm.
Get behind the family. Get behind the home. Get behind the passions of what you do. Sometimes get up. Take your lunch breaks. Get up. Take a walk. Enjoy yourself.
Mm.
Because it's what you do in those 8 hours that really, really counts. And I always say that's where the balance is in your waking life. When you're asleep, that doesn't count.
Mm.
So really make the most of your waking life and have boundaries. Set boundaries for yourself. Know when it's me time. Know when it's time in which you're getting behind what you need to do. But set boundaries and make the most of what you do. But most importantly, when you choose a work, when you choose a career, when you choose a job, get behind what makes you happy.
Mm.
Get behind your passion. Like when I watch you two guys here, I'm not even sure you should get paid for this.
I think we had a problem with our connection there.
HR,
please close your ears.
There seems to be something happening here that we are not... But just in conclusion, just to end it all, I just want to know, what is your day like? How do you start off your day and how does it end? For anyone listening out there, you know, some of us, we just wake up and just move. And then the body starts telling you, boss, you know, chill out. So what's Deborah Maloa's procedure in for the day?
I love that question.
Oh.
And I tell people this. Every day for me begins with possibility.
Oh.
Every day begins with possibility. I don't focus on what can go wrong. I focus on, I think about what is it I can do and what will show up if it goes right.
Mm.
What can I be if it goes right? So very often we get up in the morning and say, oh my God, if I do this, what if it goes wrong?
Mm.
But no. What if you tried something different? What would show up if it went right?
Mm.
What would you be if it went right? Or rather, when it went right? So for me, every day starts with possibility. And think about that. Those are 365 days in the year. Imagine if every day I think about possibility, what will actually show up at the end of the year? So that's one thing I learned. That's one thing I live by. And that's one thing I'd love to share shamelessly.
Thank you so much. I hope all you Impala players had that.
Possibility.
And everyone out there, brother, thank you so much. That was awesome.
It really was. Yeah. Deborah, thank you for being here. Happy International Women's Month.
Thank you. In fact,
every day of the year is ours. We have claimed it. But thank you for sharing your thoughts, your experiences, and just hanging out with us. This has been so much fun.
Yeah, I've enjoyed
you,
it.
Please, June, do come back again.
Totally enjoyed,
yeah,
it, June.
The door
and
is
Martin.
Always open.
And if you want to do voiceover work, I have a friend here. It's called Suleiman Solo. The voice, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, we can use it.
It really is.
Martin, June had warned me and told me that you're going through a difficult 2 weeks. Team relegation and all that.
Yeah, we are here for you, Martin.
But
we're gonna go into the news now. We have some good news, I hope, about Ngong Road in general. There's no traffic. Yeah. Davis, yes. Yeah, okay, so we're gonna go in there.
Thank you
so much.
This has been Deborah Maloa, our Jam Master. This is the Jam on 98.4 Capital FM. Don't go away.